Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Talking Sense with Alistair Milroy of Breaking the Mold Accounting. My name is Rhea. I am your co-host. How are you, Alistair?
I'm good, Rhea. I'm very well. Arrived in Mallorca and we'll be here for this week. So looking forward to it.
Great. Well, it's a great place to be.
It is.
Listen, Russia and Ukraine. Now, that is what everyone's talking about. Everyone is getting worried. And when it comes to the money aspect, you know, it's causing great concern. Now, one of the fallacies that, you know, and it, in regards to sanctions, sorry, one of the fallacies that a lot of people have around the world still to this day is that if you have shell companies, if you have your money in offshore companies, if you try to hide assets, that they will never be found. But is that true in 2022?
No, in a word, it's not. It's you know, I think the world in the last 20 years has gone through some huge changes, some starting from the sort of the 9/11 attacks, but the anti-money laundering regulations that are now in place, and that, you know, everywhere you see the shell company or, you know, the offshore companies that we talk about are now regulated and have to abide by money laundering, and there's a lot of international focus on that. And so there will be, you know, all those company directors will know who their ultimate beneficial owner is and have to have due diligence on those people. And even if it's, you know, some people discuss trusts and you'll have trusts with beneficiaries, and but you still need to know where those funds are coming from. And you have to be able to verify that. And you need to know who those beneficiaries are and have details of their identification. And even further than that, the sanction checking itself is now, you know, it is a full-time role in many of these companies to check where their payments are coming from, where their money is coming in from. You know, normally when a company engages, they will name and say that's where the funds need to come from, and they'll know that and verify that source. So it's quite, I think it's very strict now, and you know, it's up to those companies to have, they will be checking now those people who have been named in sanctions, and that's been moving very fast this week. But it's going to apply to, you know, whether it's provisioning, fuel, berthing, like, you know, who's behind these companies' charter fees as well. I think, you know, yacht managers are going to, and charter brokers are going to need to be looking at where their charter, who their charter contracts are with, and are there any sanctioned individuals?
Well, there is a company in the UK called Salamanca, and that is linked to quite a few yachting projects around the world. You know, we've got One Ocean Port Vale in Barcelona that it is partially involved in. We also have the Old Port in Barcelona. They've got at least until 2036. How will those sanctions affect projects such as that? Because some of these projects are ongoing.
Depending on who's behind Salamanca, if those people are named, then that will have an impact on those. You know, if one of those backers or shareholders in that company is a sanctioned person, then those assets will be, they won't be able to access funds through the international banking system. So yeah, it's going to impact those sort of investments. And you've got to remember, in the last 3 or 4 years, there's been, in most countries now have a register of beneficial ownership. Even the, you know, the crown dependencies like Guernsey, where I'm based, whilst it's not a public beneficial ownership register, every company in Guernsey that is set up, whoever is the registered agent has full due diligence on the person behind that. So it's, you know, they have to be able to check who their parties are behind the company, and those sanctions that we've seen in the UK have been mirrored in the crown dependencies. So it will bite.
Well, let me ask you, how does someone like Putin, who, according to him and on paper, his annual salary is equal to $119,000 US, and he claims to be worth $250,000 US. Yet the yacht that he just quickly took out of the German shipyard not a week ago is worth $100 million. So, and analysts in Russia, financial analysts in Russia say that he is actually worth about $200 billion. So a man on paper who, as I said, $119,000 US that he earns, says he's worth $250,000. How does he manage to hide those assets? How does he manage to amass a fortune of $200 billion off paper to such an extent?
I think it's a very complex question, and there's no doubt that perhaps some of those assets are in other people's names and not his. I think, and I saw this on the weekend, there was I was reading actually one of the things that could make these sanctions very difficult for the Russian government and Putin's inner circle is that actually so much of their wealth, you know, if you look at the GDP of Russia, they estimate the public figures of 15%, I think, of what it actually is, because so much of it has been moved offshore. But the fact that those assets are all in foreign countries outside of Russia and not declared actually makes them much easier to freeze and probably put more pressure back on Russia, because they're not going to be able to bring those assets back into Russia, particularly if the SWIFT payments. I was talking to someone last week who said banks are already talking about not refinancing. Certainly British banks are not interested in refinancing loans they have with Russians. So, you know, that's going to potentially impact property they own. If they can't renew their loans, then depending on where their money is tied up, they might need to put those assets on the market. So I think it's going to be have quite a lot of impact. And I think that's, back to where Putin, he's clearly worth more than what he's saying on paper. And it's where those structures are and how that is going to impact, but certainly where they're in the countries like Britain and like America and where these sanctions have been applied, then those assets are going to be not obtainable by them.
Well, you did mention something about possibly some of his wealth or a majority of his wealth being in other people's names. Is that why the sanctions have now gone after the oligarchs? I always say that word wrong, but the Russian billionaires as a whole. Do you think that is why they've gone after the Russian elite and all of their assets? Because they do know that a portion of Putin's assets are, you know, in different banks around the world or in different assets around the world in, you know, his right-hand man's name or his best friend's name or his you know, entourage, basically.
Yeah, I think they're trying to hit them where it hurts, I think, on this basis. And, you know, these sanctions will, it's not just those where those assets are, it's going to be where they, you know, if people want to charter those yachts. You know, I'm sure if some of the elite may get someone else to charter a yacht for them in that person's name rather than in the high profile person's name. But if by expanding those sanctions out and linking it to more people, then it's more likely to stop those funds moving around and those assets, particularly where it's, you know, real estate assets and things, then that's, property is where it is. It's an immovable asset, so it's much, much easier to control in the country and be hit by sanctions.
Well, in my research, I have noticed that it almost seems as if Russia has become this octopus in the yachting industry with tentacles absolutely everywhere. What type of impact do you think overall will it have on the yachting industry financially with sanctions on Russia?
I think for crew, it's going to be very, very hard. And I'm thinking for those Ukrainian and Russian crew who are perhaps impacted because they can't transfer money back home. So they're effectively cut off from home. It could impact the charter business and provision. I think it's going to have quite a substantial impact this year. And there's a lot of work going to be needed to do to monitor who you're dealing with, and not breach these sanctions. So I think that's an area where companies are going to have to resource and really be going back and thinking, who are they dealing with and where are these funds coming from?
Do you think yachting as a whole normally does enough due diligence when it comes to financing, whether it be investments from Russian or any country for that matter that is known for laundering or whatever? Do you think yachting as a whole, period, does enough due diligence in finding out where the money comes from when it comes to bills, when it comes to, you know, new yachts, selling yachts, etc.? Is there a step further that it needs to go or should go?
I've seen a big change in that over the last five or six years. I think people are much more aware now of those issues, partly because their bankers, the banks enforce that. So even going down to a very small level, it's much harder now to send cash to a yacht via an agent. A lot of agents, banks won't allow them to do it, whereas a few, 3 or 4 years ago, they probably that was able to happen. So I think those controls around money have got better. I think it could still improve. And again, it depends where you deal with. If you're not, if you're dealing with it from a personal family point of view, then it's probably not going through the same checks than if you've got an offshore company, what's called an offshore company, a company in the Crown dependencies or in Cayman or the BVI, where there are those checks in place.
Do you think this situation will cast a glaring light on the inefficiencies, possible inefficiencies that may be out there right now?
I'm not sure it'll create a glaring light, but I think it will. It will be interesting to see how it pans out, and how much these do bite. I think there's been, already I think reputationally for the industry, there's already people saying, well, how many Russians own yachts, and it raises security issues around those yachts as well. I think there was an incident here in Mallorca this. Just with a crew member taking a yacht security into his own hands. So, it's certainly going to be a reputational this issue for the to be managed and communication to be managed for the industry.
Well, Alistair, this story isn't going to be unfolding, and as sanctions are announced, I'm sure, more and more sanctions will happen if this war continues. I'm sure we will talk about the financial effects of that as time goes on. I want to thank you for your insight and for your time.
Thanks, Rhea. It was great to talk to you again. And it'll be interesting to see how this pans out over the next week until we talk again.
Yeah, well, and if everything works out, then I think we're going to be talking a bit of cryptocurrency in the next little while, because I really know nothing about it. And I would be very interested in knowing a bit more about it, because there's all sorts of tax implications and different things that are happening. And, once again, it's the same as this situation, do your due diligence on where the money's coming from. People sort of think the same way they did 20 years ago that, okay, your offshore accounts, you can hide it. And then, 5 years ago, cryptocurrency, you can hide it. Times have changed. And I think we all really need to be aware, on a very human level and on a very basic level, what our liabilities are and what the law requires us to do. And that is really what this show is all about, is really sort of explaining things in just a more basic way, so that those that aren't accountants and trained in accounting have a better understanding of what 2022 is all about financially.
Yeah, definitely. And whether it's a cryptocurrency or whether it's, you know, asset or money or cash, you need to know where it comes from, and you need to better to have evidence of that. You know, we all know what a yacht costs to run. So if you've got someone saying they want to buy a yacht or run have a company which runs a yacht or charter it, then you know the whole story and picture needs to make sense around that. And I think undoubtedly with these sanctions, there's going to be a need for more resource in management companies and those owners to really focus on making sure they comply with these regulations.
Well, because when the government asks you for paperwork, you better have it. Alistair, I want to say thank you for your time. And yeah, we'll see you again next week.
Okay, great. Thanks, Rhea. Take care.
You've been watching another edition of Talking Sense right here on Yachting International Radio with Alistair Milroy of Breaking the Mold Accounting. We'll be back again next week.